almost 2 points.
Pick that up.
Pardon me, Krause. I have trouble with my ears. I hear everything you say.
Good. Then why don't you pick that up and put it in the basket?
Why don't you get on that broom and fly out of here?
Good morning.
What's going on, Benson?
My aim is poor, and so is Krause's personality.
Is this the problem?
There. Can we be friends?
What, and ruin a beautiful relationship?
You know, Benson, personally, I feel that you and I can develop a long and meaningful association.
Oh, really? Can we do it by phone?
Oh, that is funny. I like that.
So, what's this lottery for, anyway?
Fresh air fund. Mm-hmm. If you win first prize, you get a car.
Then you can sell the car and buy gas for it.
I already have a car, honey.
Second prize is a trip to Hawaii.
I've been to Hawaii. I laid my towel on the beach and went for a swim. When I came back, they'd built a condominium on it.
I will buy the whole book.
It's $10.
Well, it's a very worthy cause. Now, just think of it, Katie. What would we have without fresh air?
Gills.
God, you're funny.
What's with him? He's being awfully nice today.
He must want something from us.
Whatever it is, he ain't getting it from me.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Governor.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
Yes, thank you. Goodness gracious sakes alive.
Governor, what's your language? A lady's present.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't help it. It's that Representative Hofer. That old fogey has done it to me again. First, he blocked my reform legislation in committee. Then he led the fight against my Environmental Protection Act. Now this.
What's he done?
He died.
Will the man stop at nothing?
So I have to call a special election to fill his seat, and guess who's going to run?
Taylor.
He told you?
In so many strokes.
Well, I know this must be a terrible shock to you.
Words fail me.
Me too. He's such a help to me in so many ways. What'll I do without him?
Better.
Taylor had a way of making the most difficult issues acceptable to the public. I don't know how he did it.
He lied.
And in respect to the financial indebtedness of this project, additional monies can be allocated from the general fund pursuant to the instructions received from the state controller's office, and additional taxation will not be required. What do you have so far?
Writer's cramp. Governor, you're going twice as fast as you normally do.
Well, I have twice as much work as I normally do. Have you received the reply from Senator Douglas?
I haven't even typed up the request.
Why not?
You just dictated it.
Come in.
Hi, Governor. I found the notes from your dinner meeting with Councilman Van Platt.
Oh, you're a lifesaver. Where were they?
Now, the proposal was written on the back of this coaster, which I found in the left pocket of your gray suit. The counterproposal was written on the back of this napkin, which I found in the left-hand pocket of your raincoat. Now, this is a pocket-sized notebook, a present from me.
Benson. Benson.
Huh?
I've got a problem.
What is it?
Taylor.
He's coming back.
No.
Then what's the problem?
Oh, well, it's not actually a problem. Well, see, the problem...
Taylor's coming over today for the governor's endorsement in this election. Now, the governor doesn't feel he can endorse any one candidate until after the primary.
That's the problem.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Taylor, come in. How's the campaign going?
I just couldn't be better.
Good.
But I'm going to need a little help from each and every one of you.
Sorry, I left my wallet in my other pants.
Taylor, it isn't easy for me to say this.
In all fairness, sir, I think I should tell you, I'm taking Marcy with me as my administrative assistant.
You're what?
Congratulations. It's a big step up for her.
Taylor, could I say something about this?
I can handle this, Marcy. And based on your record, sir, I know you wouldn't want to stand in the way of a woman's advancement.
How about a woman's consent? Taylor, you and I never even discussed my going to work for you.
Fine, Marcy. You want to stand on formality? You got it. Would you like to come to work for me?
No. I'm perfectly happy where I am. Thank you.
Okay, fine. I can accept that. loser.
Taylor, about my endorsement of you, I've given this a lot of thought.
Yes, well, so have I, sir. And frankly, your popularity in this particular district, it's virtually non-existent, to put it kindly, and your endorsement could hurt me.
Then by all means, give it to him.
You mean you don't want my endorsement?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Oh, well, this was easier than I thought.
At the Capitol, and I've got 2 hours worth of typing to do.
Oh, we've got to get those letters out. Listen, if it'd help any, I'll just sign the bottom of the page and you can type down to there.
And if there's any left over, I'll just make it a P.S.
See you, Taylor.
Benson, my friend, I would like you to be a spokesman for my campaign.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is an opportunity for you to show some leadership.
I see.
To influence people.
Mm-hmm. And would these people happen to be black?
Well, now that you mention it, almost 20% of the district is of the black persuasion.
Persuasion?
Well, yes. Well, actually, what I meant to say was black,
people?
Black people. Black people. I like that. I'm going to use it.
I like that. I'm going to use it. You want me to think that isn't the old maid because it looks like it is the old maid.
Pick, pick.
It is the old maid.
Never use reverse psychology on anyone under 10.
I remember that Minnesota shrimp.
Good night, Benson.
Good night, Jimmy. Governor?
What now?
Hello?
Oh, right, hello.
Getting your own coffee now?
Oh, why not? I gotta do everything else for myself now.
Well, you don't have to. Find somebody to replace Taylor.
Well, the party actually recommended somebody, but he was indicted yesterday.
Take a breather.
Well, I don't have time.
Then take a breath. Here, have a seat.
Oh, that feels good.
Why are you doing this?
You just told me to.
No. I mean, why are you rushing around like this? Are you going to just do it until you drop?
Could I answer that with a little story?
I prefer yes or no.
One summer vacation, I took a job that nobody else wanted. I worked in an amusement park pitch ball concession. Whenever the ball would hit the bullseye, Bloopo the clown fell into a tank of water.
Bloopo the clown?
Mm-hmm. I was Bloopo.
Mm-hmm.
You would be surprised how many people throw well. But no matter how many times I was knocked into that tank of water, I always dragged myself back up again. You know why?
No, I can't imagine.
Because there was no other blue ball. If I didn't do it, who would? And that is exactly the reason I am working so hard today.
Well, if this job gets to be too much for you, you can always go back to being blue ball the clown.
Oh, I'm sure they have somebody else by now.
Hello, Benson. How are you?
What are you doing here?
I was just in the neighborhood and I,
Have you made up your mind?
Yeah. I can't help you, Taylor.
What? Oh, I see. You're gonna support Davis.
I haven't decided.
But you're not gonna support me.
That I've decided.
Why not?
Well, because I've thought about it, and in my opinion, there are at least two other people who are better qualified for the job.
You drive a hard bargain, Benson. All right. What is it that you want?
a clear conscience.
All kidding aside, with your help, the black people's vote is mine. Now just think of it. You could make the difference.
No, I can't.
No, you mean you won't?
No, I mean I can't. I don't have any influence. Why should people listen to me? Maybe if you got Muhammad Ali or somebody like that, but you put me on the platform and all you're going to get is a big round of ho-hum.
You've got to help me. I don't know any other blacks. I mean, where I went to school, there were no blacks. It's just a few small favors. And you will be repaid in time. All right, maybe this is a bit much. But surely you'll appear with me when I address the NAACP chapter. Well, for God's sakes, Benson, you don't have to say anything. All you have to do is stand next to me. Maybe give me a hug. How does that sound?
Unpleasant.
Benson, it is not my fault. Where I lived when I was a kid, there were no black people.
What about now? You're not a kid anymore.
Well, I am.
Well, Taylor, for whatever it's worth, you're the perfect politician.
Can I quote you on that?
Being a politician isn't enough. In order to represent the people, you got to be one of them.
What are you saying? That I'm not a person?
In a word, yes.
All right, Benson. You have had your opportunity, and you blew it. I was going to take you with me. Right up to the top. But you have shown yourself for what you are. Selfish and rude and not too bright.
You through?
No, but you are. Benson, don't underestimate me.
Taylor, that isn't possible.
I'm calling from the governor's office. He'd like the results as soon as possible. Yes, I'll hold.
I hate to admit this, but I have mixed feelings about this. A secret part of me is hoping that Taylor doesn't win. I could really use his help around here.
Here are the returns. Yeah. What was that figure for Harlan? Uh-huh. Davidson? Okay. Jacobs? Yeah, got it. All right, go on. Uh-huh.
Gee, your handwriting's worse than mine.
That's shorthand. Those are the final returns? Okay, thank you.
How'd you do?
He lost.
He lost?
He came in sixth.
How could he? There are only five candidates.
It was a large write-in for none of the above.
I'm gonna get my coat. I think we should all go over to Taylor's campaign headquarters and let him know that he's still wanted back here.
Well, I don't think he's gonna want to come back here, sir.
Well, of course he will. He's a politician. What else is he qualified to do?
You make a hell of a blue poke.
I can't believe that no one is here.
It's over, Kraus. You can go now.
Oh, no. You hired me to cater for 3 hours.
Forget it. Just go home.
Free food and still you can't get anyone to come.
Hi, Taylor. Oh, Miss Kraus, how nice for you to be here.
He paid me to be here.
Hello, Taylor.
Well, I'm not surprised to see you here, Benson. Are you here to kick me while I'm down?
No, I can wait till you're feeling better.
We just wanted to come and join your party.
Well, this is it. Whoopee. Everybody left when the votes from the first precinct came in, and I didn't have any.
Taylor, this is your first time out.
Yeah, the people just didn't get a chance to know you.
My grandmother lives in that precinct.
Sir, I think we ought to get out of here. I think Taylor wants to be left alone.
Oh, we can't leave him now, Benson. He'll get the idea nobody likes him.
I think the cat's out of the bag, sir.
I called up the newspapers to give them my concession speech. They hung up on me.
I'd like to hear it.
So would I, Taylor.
I'll be in the car.
Oh, hey. He writes wonderful speeches.
Friends, family, loyal supporters, and the morbidly curious. The results are in, and the voters have spoken.
But what do they know?
The time has come to close ranks and forget our differences. Let us forget the hopes that we had for the future.
We must abandon the dreams. It was a small dream. I wanted to be somebody that people looked up to. Oh, Taylor.
The time has come
to give up.
Come on, Taylor. A lot of great politicians lost their first election. It's not the end of the world. Believe it or not, you still got a lot of people who care about you, and you got a great job, man. Let's go home.
And it is all your fault. If you had gotten behind me, just gotten behind me, it would have been a whole different story.
Oh, Taylor, the black vote didn't make the difference. You know that.
Your old job's waiting for you. We want you back.
Sir, there is absolutely no way in the world that I would consider coming back to work as long as that man is still in the house.
How could he say that? There is no excuse for that behavior.
Oh, I know he's upset because the voter didn't choose him, but what does that prove?
Proves the system works.
I don't know how much more of this I can take.
What is it, Marcy?
The governor.
I know what you mean. He's overworked.
Well, he's taking it all out on me. He's finding fault with everything I do.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Well, I'd be upset, too. Hang in there, Marcy. It won't last much longer.
I know. He has been the same with me, too.
Anton!
No. Your turn.
Anton, what is this?
Tuesday.
No. I mean this. Would you explain this to me?
Well, what is it you don't understand, sir?
Any of it. It looks like a letter of resignation.
Yes, sir. I'm resigning.
Benson, you can't.
He can.
Benson, I think you owe me an explanation.
No, Governor, you heard Taylor. If I stay, he won't come back.
Let me get this straight.
Go ahead, I'll wait.
You're leaving because by leaving, you think Taylor will come back because you aren't here and I need him to run the state more than I need you to run this house?
In a nutshell.
Benson, don't do this.
Leave him alone. He is doing just fine.
No, but you're suggesting that I can't run this government without Taylor.
No, sir.
I will have you know that this state is running just as effectively and just as efficiently as the day Taylor left.
Governor, when's the last time you had a good night's sleep?
In the service when I was on guard duty.
There, you see? Running the state by yourself is running you into the ground.
Oh, Benson, I can get by without Taylor. He just handled the political side of my life. You run my home. Without the security of knowing that you're here, I couldn't get anything done. I feel very strongly about this. I hate to say this, Benson. If you ever try to quit on me again, I'm going to have to fire you.
Come in. Hello, Taylor.
What are you doing here, Benson?
Waiting for you.
I ought to give you a piece of my mind.
Sure you can spare it?
I have no time to socialize, Benson. I have a meeting with the governor at 3.
He's not coming. I'm the one who had Marcy call you.
You? You have a lot of nerve, Benson. Impersonating a governor is a crime in this state.
I know, but he's gotten away with it so far. Taylor, come back. Let's put our personal differences aside. The governor needs you. Your job is here. Nothing's changed.
Nothing has changed. Benson, to be in politics, people have to respect you. Nobody voted for me. I can't come back to this job. There is not one person in this house that respects me.
People don't lose respect for a man when he's down. They lose it when he refuses to get up.
And there is a personality problem here in the mansion, Benson, in case you haven't noticed. Everybody seems to dislike me.
I wouldn't say everybody dislikes you.
Everybody likes me?
Like is a pretty strong word.
But you don't like me.
Yes, I don't like you.
Oh, well, there, you see.
Until now, I didn't hate you.
Oh, so now you hate me.
I hate what you're doing to somebody I care about. And there's nothing I can do about it except do what I'm doing. Asking you to come back.
The governor wants me to come back, huh?
Yes, the governor wants you to come back.
He really wants me to come back?
What do you want? A singing telegram?
And what about Mossy? Does Mossy want me to come back?
Oh, Taylor, come back.
Thank you.
And what about Krause?
What about Krause?
You're right.
Well?
All right. I'm back.
Good. Get to work.
You know, these last few weeks have been very difficult for me, Benson. But now I feel that somehow I've gained something.
Well, maybe you've gained a little humility.
Exactly. And now that I have humility, I have everything. Benson, someday I'll be sitting in this chair.
If you do, you'll be sitting in somebody's lap. Bait the hook. You have to make sure the worm is on there real good.
Maybe I'll just watch.
Oh, Katie, run upstairs and change, honey, so we can go.
Okay, I'm not touching any worms.
Well, how's the picnic lunch coming?
Anything you catch, you clean.
Benson, I haven't felt this good in weeks.
Neither have I.
Well, that's what I thought, so... Why do you want to leave now?
I don't.
But this letter of resignation was on my desk this morning.
Well, let me see that. Well, this is my old letter. Somebody taped it together.
Who would do that?
I thought it was worth a shot.
Benson is videotaped before a studio audience.